Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. And it is with Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman. Mufti Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum wa salam. How's everything in South Africa?
Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, all is well. What's new in Pakistan?
Nothing new. Weather is still hot, but this morning was very cool. Very cool in the morning. So that's a good sign. It looks like maybe the fall is on its way. It's still going to be 34, 35 in the afternoon, but the morning was very, very cool. MashaAllah. So, alhamdulillah, things are fine.
Alhamdulillah. Now, coming to the real issue, Mamdani. The other day I saw, I think it was on one of the social media platforms, and they had the title there, Mamdani Eats With His Hands. So, a Muslim, naturally, he eats with his hands. So, he may just feel that, you know, check Mamdani, he's not feeling shy, he's eating with his hands. And something of this nature may just draw your attention to think good of him. There was one revert we had on air as well. He had, it was just a few years back, maybe 2 years back. And his name is Mulana Dawood. He's operating there in Canada. And it is in Montreal. So he's there, he's a revert. And I asked him this question. I said, what inspired you? And he said once he went to New York and he went to meet this doctor, a Muslim doctor. And the doctor was there and he wasn't shy. He was eating with his fingers, licking his fingers and practicing the sunnah. So he said, this revert said, I just found some attachment through that. And here in South Africa, Mufti Sahib, it's like a big thing because many of our Muslimin, they feel, firstly, they're not supposed to be in the company of the kuffar, whether you're eating or supposed to be away from that. But when they do, it's like we have to now, that's why you shouldn't be. And that's exactly why you shouldn't be, because now you're going to have to lower your standards to meet their standards. And you just have that inferiority complex. That's the main things many suffer from today. So he said that I saw this doctor and this doctor wasn't shy. He was eating with his fingers. And through that sunnah, I just felt I need to find out more and accept Islam eventually. So this year is what, this is the reality of it. Mamdani with his fingers eating biryani. But there is a lot to it behind the scenes. So Mufti Sahab, you may want to share with us.
Going back to your earlier point about inferiority complex, that ties in with when you ask me how we can do dawah, how we can spread the message of Islam to the kuffar. Because of this inferiority complex, we don't do this. We don't eat with our fingers in public restaurants. We don't wash our feet when we're doing wuzu by putting our foot in the sink in the bathroom, okay, to finish our wuzu. We'll wear cotton socks and we'll wipe over the socks and say, okay, this is okay, when according to Hanafi, it is not okay. So if we did act on the sunnah like that brother saw, then yes, more non-Muslims would be interested. When I was working for the government, I was a grade 12 manager, okay? And I had secretary and I had a budget and things under that. And I would go to the bathroom and I would carry a bottle with me. And people thought that that was my urine sample I was going to do. So no. I explained to them, when I defecate, I have to use water to clean myself. So that was a way of giving dawah, okay? And there's other ways we can do as Muslims in non-Muslim countries, all right? But we, as you said, we got that inferiority complex. Since we have it, the deen won't spread. Okay, it will continue to spread by Allah's permission, but not because we participated in it. Mm. Okay. So now, with Mamdani, let's look at Mamdani. Who's his mother? Mother's a Hindu. Okay. Punjabi, Hindu, from India. Okay. His father's Gujarati. Okay. Muslim. I don't know whether he's Shia or whether he is a Sunni. All right. So they say he's Muslim. Okay. So a Muslim married a Hindu. So is that marriage valid? Yeah, okay. The silence is deafening. So that's his mother and father, okay? We start with that. Now, his mother, she will eat with her hands also. Is she Muslim? No. All right. So it's, as Maulana Desai has been saying for years, eating with knife and fork is a Western way of eating. It's not only the Muslims that eat with their hands in the East, okay? The Hindus eat with their hands in the East. So this eating with hands, you know, that's purely a Western thing. And a Western person brought that up, a Western politician, and said he should be, matter of fact, he said Mamdani should be deported because he doesn't follow our culture. So Muslims defended him by saying that, listen, we eat hamburger, we eat fried chicken, okay? We eat pizza, all with our hands. We don't use knife and fork for that here in America, and Americans are doing it. So what are you talking about? So they're making a mountain out of a molehill with this thing. And he's getting a lot of good publicity and support, votes, and money because of this. And that's no big thing to eat with your hands. Because, again, his mother, she probably eats with her hands, too. The person that made the biryani, his mother, and his wife is unknown. His wife is, like, Indian. His wife might not be Muslim. Yes, she is Muslim, yes. His wife is Muslim, but she don't cover. She doesn't even wear a scarf or anything like that. So they all probably eat with their hands, the whole family. All right. They're from Gujarati. Although he was born in, Africa. So now the, non-Muslim politicians, they attack him with that because on the forms, he claims that he's African American. Well, which he is. He's a citizen of Uganda and he was born there. Okay. Although his real roots are Indian, okay? So that he's been able to use this. The Islamophobia, as they call it, has increased the closer you get to the voting day. Okay, the voting has started in New York, but the actual voting day is the first Tuesday in November. But there is some accelerated voting being done every day. And they've already predicted that he's going to win. Mm. Okay. But as he's getting closer, there's more and more attacks of his quote Islam when really he's a Shia and he's not a Muslim.
Mm. This is something that is just 2 weeks back. In fact, I was here at the masjid, it was in Fitas. And alhamdulillah, it was a nice atmosphere there. For Jumma, we were there. And as I came out, one brother screamed from the back. And he said, but you never say anything about Iran, how Iran helped Palestine. So I didn't want to make a big noise in the masjid. And that afterwards, I sent out a statement to say why, like explain to general people why you can't, what did Iran actually do? And they just defended themselves. And now in the ceasefire talks came about, which is already violated so many times, and it's inverted commas saying that Hamas violated the ceasefire deals. So anyway, Iran and the Shias, I've seen people you don't expect, they make these statements. And even the uncle that said it to me, he seemed like he was dressed and looked like a normal Muslim, not a Shia or anything of that sort. But we don't do our research properly. And I must say, Mufti Saab, alhamdulillah, that's what amazes me of yourself. At your age, you're still like active with your research and all of this here. Unfortunately, here in South Africa, not even the youth are active in their research. Like last week at one of the last week's Juma, a youngster came and he said, "I didn't know who's about the Haganah that they transformed into the IDF and all of this year." So that's an important fact. And Mufti Saab, you also told me that you heard the statement that the Fuqaha have mentioned, "Man lam ya'rif bi ahli zamanihi fa huwa jahilun." And Qadi Khan has also said a similar statement: whoever doesn't know the current, what's happening on the ground, then he's a jahil. You can't give answer. If I ask them, if someone says, what's lesbian, and it has happened, the Mufti, he doesn't know what's lesbianism. That maybe a few years ago now, I'm sure everyone knows, but probably he thought it's some dessert or something. So, Usme, you have to know at least that much to give an answer. When we asked the Mulana ASAP, one of the Muftis, senior Muftis were there, and they asked the question that can we take hair from one portion of our body, say from our legs, and put it on our heads? And this is not for because we want to take off our topis or anything. It's more just for our wives and to make them feel that, you know, make them still attracted to us. So this hair transplant. But before answering the question, he first asked, what's it about? He said, first it's no. Then the Mufti said, but it's more because people, this wasn't his question. Basically, people are raising this. So he said, explain it to me. And then when it was explained, then he said, no. And he said, because once you take out something from your body, you have to bury it, like your hair and your teeth and all of it. You can't take benefit from it. So you've got to bury these things. So, and he gave a dalil there, and he mentioned it. So you have to know what's this all about. So Shiism is the same. People don't do their research. They don't know so many things about it. And yet they say, no, we must be bye-bye and be friends and brothers. Mufti, we need to do some serious investigations there in Pakistan about the syllabus that is there. It's called Islamiyat. I must just confirm it. You can also check it on your side. And apparently in there is things about Shiism and everything. And Mufti Taqi has also written a forward in this kitab. So we just need to do a bit of research. I'm not sure if you know anything about this here. You can share with us, or if not, we can do future research, inshallah.
No, I don't. Who's the author of the book? It's just named Islamia?
Yeah, I'm not sure under which organization or what's it, who's it under, who's it supervised under, who's it checked by, and all of the rest. But this year,
there's about a half a dozen Islamia books, and you got Oxford Press, they make Islamia books. Okay, at Cambridge, they make Islamic books, okay? Of course, it's in English, so it's a problem. Most of the ulama here, they cannot read English, so they cannot cross-check. There was one book of Islamic made by a woman, I forget her name, but she was a Parsi, okay? And she did all the Islamic books, like from class one up to O-level. And in one of the books, when I saw, I was teaching at Nakla, okay, which is a school that Mufti Taqi is on the board of directors, okay, Islamic grooming, okay, Islamic uniform and everything, separate campuses for boys and girls, etc. So the in one of the Islamic books, it had said that Jibril Islam had come to the Prophet one day and told him that he had to choose between his grandson, Hussein, radiallahu anhu, and his son, Ibrahim, who had just been born, right? So the Prophet, he chose Hussein, na'udzubillah. He chose Hussein, so then that's why Ibrahim died when he died. Okay, so I wrote to the publisher, okay, and I told them I'd like to talk to the to the author of this garbage. And they go, oh, she's on vacation now. When she comes back, she will contact you. That was more than 20 years ago. I'm still waiting.
Mm.
So this is what happens here. You see, now that book was in English. It wasn't in Urdu. If it was in Urdu, it would have never been published.
Mm.
But it was published in English. So, and it was like, you know, page 40 out of a 90-page book, you know, somewhere in the middle there. So, yeah. That's how it goes.
Hmm.
So yeah, we need more English speaking ulama to correct things like this. This is a 90-something% Muslim country, but yet the biggest mistakes that I have found, not in math, not in history, and not in science, but in Islamia.
Hmm.
Biggest mistakes in the books, okay, that are being taught in public and private schools.
Hmm.
Okay. So yeah. If you can send me the publisher or the author or something, yes, I will look into it, inshallah.
And last week, not last week, this yesterday, just yesterday. So there is all of this GISC, I'm sure you know about it, Global Imam Scholar Charter. And this is a unification of many organizations coming together globally from America, from Britain, from different parts of the world. And it's, you know, these terms that they throw at us, Mufti Saab, a minority. We are minority. I'm sure in Pakistan that won't work, minority. But they say all of these Western countries, and so they included South Africa. Now they're in Cape Town as we're speaking to you now, Mufti Saab. They're having this meeting now. Yesterday, some information leaked, and it was a person by the name of Khalid Sayed. Khalid Sayed, just a few years ago, he's part of one of our political government groups. You know, it's called the GNU, this United Governments that have come together. It's the DA, it's the ANC. So he's part of the ANC, and he is he's quite outspoken and the rest. Just a few years back, he made a disgusting statement. He said the Khulafa'i Rashideen and Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they turned murtad and they were on kufr. This was his statement. Organizations went firing from all sides, even those who are on the other side, Barelvis, everyone said, how can you make a statement like this, everything. Yesterday, this man was there and he was part and parcel of one of the participants of this particular meeting. How is it that you sit with a man like this? He's a proper Shia. He gave a lecture at the Ahlul Bayt Center, and he mentions how he was before so Sunni and how he then came to this because he was looking for a political look of Islam. And if you look at Mamdani, because that's where our focus is, it seems that, look, Shiism has a answer to this here. But I'll just say this then, Mufti Saab, you can conclude it. J.D. Vance, the other day, he was next to this man here, Mamdani. And if you see top to bottom, there's absolutely no difference. In style, in speech, in ways, no difference. But because Mamdani eats with his hand, doesn't make him a Muslim. To practice on the Sunnah, first you have to be a Muslim. Then we can give it credit. So, Mufti Saab, you can share with us here.
Yeah, again, who are turning out the lights at night? All right, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he told us to do that, right? So it's Sunnah to do that. But my mother does that also.
Hmm.
Just before she goes to bed, she turns out the light. And as you know, my mother's Christian. Okay? So yes, it's sunnah to turn out the lights, but yeah, like you said, it depends on who's doing it. All right? And when you're doing it with iman or not. All right? I told you this before, the story of in America in the 70s, the New York Times came out with an article, a science edition, science portion, is saying that it's better to brush your teeth with a miswak than it is with a toothbrush. Then all my modernist Muslim brothers, they started using miswak. Brother, you're not going to get much reward for this, all right? Because you're only doing it because the New York Times said it.
Yes.
Well, how many hadith do we have on this?
Mm.
Okay? So if a non-Muslim read that article in the New York Times and started using miswak, does that mean he becomes a good Muslim? No. So again, Zamdani's mother, she's a Hindu. She eats with her hands too. So what are we talking about? The fact that he's a Shia? No, it's not sunnah for him, all right? Because he's a Shia. He's not Muslim. He doesn't get reward for that. That's how we have to look at the thing. I don't get it, you know? We're just, you know, everybody, when they started attacking Mamdani, like I said, in the last few weeks, all right, he won the last debate against Cuomo, and he just destroyed him. Okay, and so now the Republicans and even some Democrats are against Mamdani because of his quote Islam, but he's not Muslim. But he's using that to get votes. More people voting for him. Look how they're picking on him.
Mm.
Like someone like my mother, I haven't asked her who she voted for. Right, but if she could, she would look at a Mamdani and how people are criticizing him because he's eating with his hands, that would cause her, a Christian, to vote for him.
Hmm.
Because she would never vote for Cuomo because Cuomo was no good when he was in.
Hmm.
You see? So this is the other choice? All right. Yeah, I'll go with that. Why are they picking on this man? Black people who've been oppressed in America for 400 years, when they look at what's being done to Mamdani, yeah, a lot of them will vote for him for that. So this is working in his favor, all right? Which hurts me because the man's a Shia. And they're talking about, you're afraid of this man becoming the first Muslim mayor of New York.
Yes.
If he becomes the mayor, he won't be the first Muslim mayor.
Hmm.
Just like Obama was not the first black president. Obama was a mixed race president.
Hmm.
His mother was whiter than vanilla ice cream. Okay, his parents and her parents were all white.
Mm.
Okay, and he spent very little time in Africa. So he was a mixed race president. He was not a black president. He didn't even grow up in areas that a lot of black people were in, like Hawaii, where he grew up.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's sad. If you look at it, analyze everything, there's nothing to be excited about. With Mamdani, but the sadness is in the ignorance of the Muslims. We're not finding out. We're not investigating anything. We just read what's in the paper or on the social media, and we just go with it.
Yes, I just will conclude on this here. There was a non-Muslim, and they asked the question if they can also read this verse in Surah At-Talaq because of the benefits of sustenance. We say read it if you want sustenance. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. So can I read this and will it benefit me? So if you look in the verse, it says, you can read it in English, we said. We don't discourage. Read it in English and hopefully it will inspire him to accept Islam. But in terms of benefits, you want the benefits, you want the spirituality, you have to have taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ, that's the first thing. Then Allah will open up for your ways and He'll give you sustenance from places that you cannot imagine. So as you've said, Mufti Sahib, you've got to be Muslim. And yes, unfortunately, if you take our business dealings alone, these non-Muslims, they are practicing on it because they are seeing the dunyawi benefits on it. But it doesn't make them Muslim. It just means we have taken their ways and we've left, totally abandoned our own ways, which they're also taking and seeing the benefits in it. So Allah protect our iman and save us in this whole tangled situation that it seems. And give us hidayat. Mufti Sahib, Jazakumullah khairan for your time. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.